Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Saloshin, Hakdama, Shin number 4. But the Chavetz Chaim tells us that the mouth and the ears, the mouth that speaks and the ears that hear, these Evarim, these body parts, if a person uses them incorrectly to speak Lashon Hara, to listen to Lashon Hara, these body parts will be affected in the future. He brings a gra, the gra in Mishlei, very yisaitik a gra, very important gra. And it's easy to remember where this gra is because it's in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. A bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of Yud Gimel, of 13. What does the gra tell us? Similar to what we mentioned so far, that there are 248 mitzvahs, 365 loisase, 248 asay, 248 positive mitzvahs that correspond to the limbs of the body, and the 365 negative mitzvahs that correspond to the sinews and the loisase of a person. Boz lidavar yechovoloi. Says the Gra on the Pasuk, Boz Lidavar, one who is Boz, he's Mivaza, he disgraces a mitzvah, he disgraces something, Yechoveloi, that which he disgraces will come back to harm the person. V'yerei mitzvah hu yishulam, but a person who is God-fearing, he's concerned to make sure to fulfill the mitzvah, he will be complete. And explains the Gra, that if a person doesn't use a body part properly. Let's use our example that the Chavetz Chaim is discussing here. He speaks Lashon Hara. He's a Hailich Rachil. He goes from one place to another place. He listens to the information. He spills secrets to other people. The mouth that the person uses, Yichavoloi, that mouth will come now to harm the person. The ears that the person listened to the Lashon Hara will come to attack the person, will harm the person. Since each body part needs to be sustained and to be supported, and the chios needs to have a life source, just like a person needs to have water in his guf, in his body, the mitzvah gives the life source to that body part. So this person who doesn't do tshuva, and that's the main point why we're learning the Sefer, not just to scare the person, but to encourage a person to do tshuva on the past, and to mechazik, and to be shomer, that's the name of the sefer, Shmiras Halashon, to be shomer, to guard himself for the future, to realize the seriousness of this aveira, because a person, more than he does anything, he's either talking or he's listening, he's doing one or the other, and the person has to know the seriousness of what is he saying, what is he listening to. And if he's saying something that's not appropriate, that those lips and his tongue will come back and they're going to be blemished and ruined. L'asi love in the future because they don't have the chiyus. They don't have the proper healthy nutritions of the mitzvahs to give the person what he needs. The ears, the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Hemad Beis tells us, will be scolded first because they hear the aveira of the Lashon Hara first. We have all been in situations having a conversation with someone and we hear every third word because we don't have good reception on our phone. And then we go to a different spot in the house or we go outside and sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not. In the future, if a person doesn't do tshuva on the Lashon Hara that they heard and Lashon Hara that they spoke, this will be a kilkul. Even though they learned Torah and did mitzvahs, so they have some chiyus, they have some life source for their ears and their mouth, but it's going to be mekulkel. Maybe he'll hear every third word if he's lucky. This is what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us here in Shir number 4, the importance of understanding that a person has to sustain and feed his body parts with the mitzvahs and not doing the aveiros with those same body parts.